Sensitive listener friends, cover your ears.
The truth, according to Zach.
It's time for a few more entries in Zach's anger diary.
Dear Diary, today, I'm here to be the voice of a group of people that don't get to have a voice of their own. The hardworking business owners and employees, especially in the service industry. And yes, they have their own voice, but not when it comes to dealing with the irrational complaints and demands of their customers. No matter how in the wrong the customer may be, the people who run the business aren't allowed to tell them where to stick it because of the massive risks involved with things like going viral online or in the media or whatever. I, on the other hand, I can tell them where to go stick it on your behalf, which is what I'm about to do right now. People, it's time to grow up and stop being whiny little babies on social media. I am sick and tired of every single time somebody has an issue, they go running right to their precious Facebook feed to start ranting and raving about how they were wronged by some company or restaurant or server or whatever. Now, understand, things aren't always going to be perfect, but if your first reaction is, I'm gonna blow them up on Facebook, then you need to adjust the way you live your life. Like I said, I am well aware that there are gonna be issues and they don't refill your precious drinks in time. But here's a shocker of an idea. Why don't you reach out to the business privately and directly before doing anything else? Because here's another shocker. Sometimes mistakes are made and sometimes the company is more than happy to make the situation right. They're even happy that you bring it to their attention so they can strive to be better for you and other customers in the future. I know, crazy, isn't it? Mm-hmm. But no, instead, we go whine about it to the whole universe and give them one-star reviews and make giant declarations like, I'm never setting foot in there again! Well, bravo to you. Just so you know, my 7-year-old is better at dealing with life's problems than you who just threw yourself on the virtual ground of the internet and had a foot-stomping temper tantrum for all to see. Is that what you would do if you were in the aisles of the Walmart? Or is it just what you do when you have your big old keyboard muscles online? These people that you light up, they're people. Just like you. They just want to work hard, be successful, and take the dang kids to Disney World with some extra money. So you have absolutely no reason to treat them like you're Queen Elizabeth and they are your underlings. It's time. Time to shut your mouths on social media. Feel free to use it as often as you want to post pictures of your dog, hilarious memes about Taco Tuesday, and to ask us if we all know a good restaurant in Charlottesville because you're way too lazy to look it up yourself. All that stuff is fine, but quit being that person that says,
I don't normally post things like this, but...
You always post things like this?
I don't want to argue about this, but...
Actually, you love arguing about this, but today, yes, today, let's all cut it out. Okay, look, I know most of these dinguses aren't going to listen to this request, but if I can inspire just one dingus to shut their trap, that is one less dingus that we all got to deal with. Till next time, Diary, I say goodbye.
Well, Lady Gaga, one dingus in the room.
Right, one dingus.
99 dinguses don't listen to me, but just one dingus
does.
But
those reviews matter because I go to social media when it's like a new place. If I'm traveling, yeah. I look for reviews. And I read through the reviews, so that does matter.
And
so
yet we're really all be dumb because we're do. All normal, rational people,
yeah.
And we never leave reviews.
Yeah,
we always say, oh, I'm too busy. But let me go read the reviews of people that are mad they didn't get another Diet
Pepsi.
That's
very
true.
Should,
and when Amazon or something like that, they ask you to leave a review, we should.
I know.
And I never do.
I've never, but I've looked at it every single time I've ordered
something.
And I
depend on them.
Right.
Yeah.
So we trust the reviews of dinguses.
Ah!
We got to stop listening to the dinguses.